know, that doesn't happen like ours. It's no set time. It's just when they decide they're going to throw the reigning government out and put in another.
Controlled revolution.
Another set. Oh, he got to make a lot of political speeches. That was more fun for him than anything that he did.
That was part of his business.
Was over there. He's a good speaker and quick thinker and can talk on his feet as well as he can sitting down, maybe a little better because his nose is alert. And the heckling was what tickled him, so they just fire questions at you, you know, just thick and fast from everywhere, and didn't matter how rough they were or anything else, and expected answers. Well, he went with some of the candidates and spoke quite one week that he went. They let him leave school and go all week on that. But then the nice thing that they really did for him was when he got through, he didn't have to write his thesis. It isn't a thesis, but what is it what you do when you get a PhD?
An oral examination.
And he had an oral examination. Mm-hmm. 2 days, he got 5.
Mm-hmm.
Judgeship of 5 of the professors just sat and asked him questions. And he not only answered them, but of course he had to elaborate on them quite a bit. He said he never did such hard and fast talking in all of his life as he did those 2 days, but it was so much easier than writing.
Well, he didn't write a dissertation then.
Right. He didn't write his dissertation. No, that was the word I was trying to think of. I said thesis, but I knew it wasn't thesis.
Well, I thought mine was going to take me forever.
Well, he had done his thesis for his master's, and he thought that was awful, and he knew this was going to be so much worse.
It is.
He was just dreading it. And then they called him in and told him that his grades were good enough that they would just have an oral examination.
Oh boy. I should have gone to England, I think. I mean, I probably would have had to do both.
Well, he got through all right.
We had 3 written examinations, 3 comprehensive exams. I think there were 4 hours apiece. They did ask us about everything. Mm-hmm. Everything we studied, everything we could possibly be responsible for. Then we wrote a dissertation, and then we were examined on that by our dissertation committee. I enjoyed the examination, because I had so much stuff bottled up that I couldn't get in the dissertation. It was just peripheral. But when they gave me a chance, it was like pulling a stopper. And they were kind enough to let me talk about those things.
That was good. Virgil really appreciated the fact then, because they wanted to go up to Norway and Sweden that summer, the last summer there. But anyway, his advisor, he had 3 advisors in the 2 years he was there. What is the man that comes over to this country from that college and talks so much? I know his name as well as I'm better than I know yours, because I've known him for years and years. I can't think of it to save my life. Anyway, he got an invitation to come to this country and do some writing for the Woman's Home Companion, and he did some lecturing pretty well all over the United States. And then he was in a southern college, and I can't remember where that was.